We're right here with the one and only Tech N9ne on Dove CNN. Kansas City in the house. What's going on, Tech?
I'm kicking it like a donkey, man. You know what I'm saying? One day to the release of Killer, man. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. You know, usually you got some pretty trippy album covers from, you know, Angelic to Absolute Power. You know, and the new Killer cover is crazy. It's right up there with them. So I wanted to ask you, who came up with the concept for the cover?
I do, man. I come up with all the concepts for my music and all the concepts for the album, artwork, all that, man. You know, I'm sizzling what I was trying to say, man. I wanted to use Michael Jackson's Thriller, man, because it was the highest top-selling album, you know what I'm sizzling, 50 million copies. You know what I mean? So I was trying to say the Killer is going to be my highest-selling rap album.
All right, yeah, I heard that. You might, if you know, when this album comes out, you're probably breaking 1 million records sold independently. How do you feel about that?
It's gonna happen. You know, it's inevitable. My fans are with me and they're loyal, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna happen sooner than later. You know what I mean? And it's a wonderful thing, man. I got real high hopes for this album, Killer, man. You know, I put all of me into it now. Ever Ready, I put a lot of me into it too, because I didn't think it could get better than that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just keeps on getting better, man. You know, when you think of Ever Ready, you think of The Rain. You think of My World with Brother Lynch on. You think of Come Gangsta. You know what I mean? You know, Welcome to the Midwest. I mean, there's no way that it could get better than that. But this time, it did it again, man. And I got songs like Why You Ain't Call Me and One Good Time and Hope for a Higher Power and Cry Baby and Like Yeah, Everybody Move. I mean, it's just going, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to hit that million sold mark sooner than later, bro.
All right, I take it the rumors of Killer being your last album are complete bullshit. I mean, I heard the intro, I was tripping for a second, but then, you know.
Well, that's what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to make people trip out who really love my music, but in actuality, it's a scary thought because actually that's where my head's at. You know what I'm sizzling? But rap being in my bones like that, in my blood, you know, I don't think I could just leave like that, leave everybody hanging, because a lot of people are still being turned on by Tech N9ne, and a lot of people don't know because they don't see me on TV every day, don't hear me on the radio every day, you know what I mean, or at all, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people ain't never got a whiff of Tech N9ne, don't even know they Tech N9ne fans. So it's I got to do everything in my power to get the world on Tech N9ne, not just, you know, 400,000 people, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be more. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the rest of the world. So this being my last album, truly, I feel like I wish I could just chill and be with my children on an island somewhere. But time won't permit that. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep moving, man, and that's what it is.
So you know what made you want to turn the new album into a double disc?
Cause man, it's like I've been doing a whole hell of a lot of living, and I write my life, man. You know what I'm saying? I write my life, and it's like, I had to tell everything, I mean, from beginning to end. And Travis kept feeding me beats. When I had, initially, I had 19 beats chosen. When I got through those, Travis kept giving me beats. I'm like, dude, you can't keep giving me hot shit, homie. Keep writing my life. I got a lot to say, homie. You know what I'm saying? He gave me 32 tracks. So I did 32 tracks. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm writing my life. I ain't just writing songs to be writing them. You know what I'm saying? Like, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing real shiza here, homie. It's like, I mean, what can I do? If a nigga give me 32 tracks, I got to spit that. You know what I mean? So that's how it happened. He kept feeding them to me, so I had to keep executing them.
Okay. It seems like you really touch on a lot of different topics on the record, you know, from partying to self-reflecting music to, you know, to just hardcore rhyming. What situations in life influence you to write these songs on the album?
Well, it's like, I wrote Psycho Bitch 2. So obviously, the first Psycho Bitch came out 2001, you know, on Angelic, you know. So it's like, for me to write Psycho Bitch 2, that means I'm still dealing with psycho bitches. Now, I'm girl crazy, so I'm going to be dealing in women, and that's what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in dealing with women, you encounter psycho bitches. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I'm gonna write about it. You know what I mean? And situations make me write. You know, I tell people, you know, I don't believe in writer's block. I feel like the key to overcoming writer's block is to read something or have something go happen to your ass. Go out and do something. Have something happen to your ass. And I got a lot of shit happening to me. So that's what I write.
Okay. Is the song Love You But Fuck You based on a true story?
All of it. It's a true situation.
Wow.
Fuck you. I mean, my third verse is about my wife.
Yeah, I was just listening to that, like, wow, is that for real?
Yeah, man. It's for real like a motherfucker. She ain't heard it yet, but she ain't gonna like it too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I got love for it. Just, we went through a real bad time last Christmas, and I had to write it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the second verse is about, you know what I'm saying, some fans, a father and a daughter.
Yeah.
When they followed my tour, but it wasn't really, they wasn't really father and daughter. They was boyfriend and girlfriend. It's crazy shit, man, going on around me, man. And the first verse is about Calhoun's ex-girlfriend. She's my sister, you know.
Okay.
We had a disagreement because, you know, she felt like the... Yeah, it's a long story, man. But yeah, they all true stories, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything I write, man, it's not fabricated, or, you know, I don't put it on steroids or nothing. It's the reality of my life. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And one of my favorites on the album is Why You Ain't Call Me. What pushed you to make that record?
Oh my God! You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorites too, because I've been wanting to say it for a long time. You know, being an independent artist, you know, that tour a lot, you run into a lot of mainstream artists. You know, you might have to do a summer jam with Twista, or you might have to do shows with Ludacris, or be on a Jay-Z tour called a Sprite Liquid Mix, you know what I'm saying? Or
T.I. and Keisha Cole, you had a show with them.
Yeah, exactly. So within saying that, you encounter some people, and a lot of them are cool as hell, and they know that you got the heat. And album after album, they come out, and nobody ever calls you. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn. You know, they jeff you up when you're on the tour with them, like, man, I love your music. Da, 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 da. I'm like, okay, nigga, show me. Put me on one of them tracks, nigga. It's one of them big-ass hits that you got. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to look at it this way. You know, they got niggas that's just getting out of jail. They ain't trying to help no other nigga they don't know from Kansas City. But at the same time, it's just me asking as an MC, why you ain't call me? I'm cool now, but it would have been easier for me in the past. It ain't me bitching or crying. It's just asking a nigga, like, why you ain't call me, nigga? You know I got the heat. That's it. And that's all I was saying.
So your problem is more with the artist and the industry not paying the respect rather than with the fans.
Totally, man. It's like the fans pay a lot of respect. You know, Sizzlin, and you know, I come in contact with a lot of MCs on many levels, and all of them show me love for real. So I ain't really salty at all. You know, Sizzlin, but I just had to let them know that it was on my mind. I speak my mind. If I tour with Jay-Z, you know, for 27 shows, you know, Sizzlin, I'm thinking that after that, maybe he'll hit a nigga up and say, hey, Tech, I got this idea to do a song.
Right.
You know, just shit like that, man, but I ain't really on nothing for real. I'm just letting niggas know what's on my mind.
Okay, and then on the song Cry Baby, you make fun of all the rappers complaining about the state of hip-hop, saying that you love the state of hip-hop right now. Where does that fit in with you saying that you don't get the props you deserve?
Because I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about cats out here that are already out here that's crying about Soulja Boy, that's crying about Shawty Low, that's crying about all the cats they see on the radio, here on the radio and on TV. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm on the outside looking in, because I ain't in their world. So, for real, you know, I'm on the outside looking in saying, damn, I'm listening to all these niggas cry about everybody that's on the radio. And it's funny, when I'm thinking, if that was me in the position of some of these multi-million-dollar rap acts, I wouldn't speak bad on nobody like Soulja Boy. I wouldn't. I'd be proud that a young black brother's making it out of the ghetto. That's what I would be proud about. And his kids are going to be rich. And maybe their kids are going to be rich. You know what I'm saying? I congratulate. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of rappers going to do what I do. So it's like, I ain't going to go crying about it like, they can't out-rap me, and I'm not even on TV, or I'm not on the radio, and da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do that. So that's why we'll cry, baby, about, like, nigga, stop crying. Get your money. There's money out here for all of us. You understand?
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah. You know, you were saying that with this album, you're trying to get even bigger, but is breaking into the mainstream even something that you want to achieve? Because, I mean, you got a loyal fan base that supports every move you make. Do you really need the bandwagon fans who'd hop on for an album or two before moving on?
Let me tell you something about me. The thing about Tech N9ne is, since I've started, I've been on getting my music to the rest of the world. The reason why we say fuck the industry is because the industry won't take chances with new music, people like myself. You know what I'm saying? When the object is to get the music to the rest of the world, not just who got it right now, because my music is supposed to be for everybody. So when they say mainstream, they talk about that like it's a bad thing, but why would it be a bad thing for somebody raw and as real as myself and as pure as myself to offer myself? You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. When we say fuck the industry, we're talking about the people who run the machine that dictates what's on TV and what's on radio. You understand that? So that's what it's all about. The object is to get me everywhere because I am something that's pure. And they say, oh, Tech N9ne probably going to go mainstream. No, but what would the mainstream be with a bit of Tech N9ne, with a bit of pure, raw, uncut talent? Not saying that they pure, uncut, raw talent out there, because you got Eminem out there, you got Kanye out there, and so on and so forth, but this is something even different than that. This is me being all the way inside out, not hiding anything from anybody, speaking what I know 100%, and I can stand behind that 130%. You know what I'm sizzling? So it's about getting it to the rest of the world. Yeah, my fans are loyal, but my fans, all of them don't even know that they know about me. All of them don't even know that they're fans of Tech N9ne, because Tech N9ne is for the world, not just for the 400,000 people that listen to me at this moment. It's for them, and it's for billions more. You feel me? That don't even know.
Yeah, I feel you. Could you see yourself signing to a major label?
I mean, we're Strange Music. I mean, they're going to have to offer me and Travis a whole bunch of money for our books. I'll tell you that, because what we built, I mean, really, it's priceless.
Yeah,
so
for you.
They're gonna have to talk about something real. You might have to ask Travis O'Gwynn that question, because, nigga, I'm talking about, like, they're going to have to offer us so much money, blood, sweat, tears, man, and what we've built thus far, I can't even tell you. So I just got to laugh at that. Like, we're doing good where we are right now. And until somebody start talking some billions, maybe we'll start talking about that.
Can we expect a video to a song off Killer?
Totally. We're first shooting, Everybody Move, then we're going to shoot Like Yeah, then we're going to shoot One Good Time, and then we're going to see what we're going to shoot after that.
Okay. Yeah. And you have a couple of legends featured on the album, you know, Ice Cube, Scarface, Brother J. Let's start with Ice Cube. How did you connect with him, and Brother J for Black Boy?
Oh, my God. We can go ahead and roll out that. I'm just going to do this interview while we walk. Yeah, man, it's like, Ice Cube, I've been a fan for years, you know, and I'm talking about, like, I patterned my first rhyme off of him, you know what I'm saying? I've been an Ice Cube fan for years. One of my first rhymes was patterned after Ice Cube, and it's like to be able to hook up with Robert Redd over there at Lynch Mob Records and have Robert Redd hook us up with Ice Cube like that, man, was a blessing, man, you know what I'm saying? And having Ron Spalding and all of them over there at Fontana hooked me up with Scarface, because I've been a Scarface fan since day one, since he was with Ghetto Boys. And it's like to have both of those pioneers on my album, man, it just meant a lot to me that they respected my music enough to take the time out of their busy schedules to do that for me, and I adore them for that forever, indebted to them.
Okay. And on Killer, you bring us the second chapter to Psycho Bitch. I heard that Brother Lynch Young was supposed to be featured on it. What happened to that?
I guess Brother Lynch got real busy, man. You know, so we sent it to him and they got it. But I think he's been going through a lot of legal stuff back home, man. I really don't know the story. But as you know, Strange Music, we got to move, man. We got to move. So when we send something, we only got a certain amount of time. Because I did this whole album in a month. You know what I'm saying?
The 32 tracks in a month?
Yes, man, I don't know how I did it, but we did it in a month, man, and I'm like, what? And it's like if somebody gets too busy and they can't send it, we got to keep on moving and go to the next, you know what I'm sizzling? And I really love Brother Lynch Hung and his skill. I think his skill can't be fucking matched. That boy is sick with it. That boy is, man, I have no words.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know when a nigga can rap. I know when a nigga can go, like T Nutty or any of them niggas can go. You know what I'm talking about? Really go with words, verbal play, wordplay, all that. I'm talking about Lynch Hung, man. That boy, he's nuts. You know what I mean? And I would have loved to have him on, you know what I'm saying, Psycho Bitch 2, because that would have surprised the hell out of my fans, who they love us together.
Yeah. How about a Tech N9ne and Brother Lynch album?
Yeah, man. I mean, I want him to do Nut House with me, man. I want it to be, this is my wish list for Nut House. And Nut House would be me, Tech N9ne, Brother Lynch, Eminem, and a female rapper by the name of Sunday. She's from Atlanta, but she resides in Kansas City, you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen her in years, but that would be my wish list, man, for us to do a group called Nut House, man. I mean, it's a lot of, it's like four crazy motherfuckers, man, together, man. And Lynch Hung is one of the ones that can pull it off. I know he can. I know Eminem can pull it off. And I know Sunday. A lot of y'all probably don't know who Sunday is. Look her up. She's sick.
If you were to recreate Nut House, would Icy Rock be involved?
I don't know, man. I mean, the only way Icy Rock would be involved is if he could give me the sound that I'm looking for. And that's nothing personal, you know what I'm saying? But Nut House is going to have to be something astronomical, you know? And usually when niggas have astronomical beats, I'm working with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if niggas can show me something astronomical that can move me Nut House wise, I don't give a fuck if you help come up with the name or was a part of the group Nut House. If you ain't up to par, nigga, I'm not fucking with it. Love it or hate it, or hate it or love it, or whatever they say it. And it's like, it's not about a friend thing or a family thing when it comes to me working with music. It has something to do with talent. Nice Rock got talent. If he can give me some more of This Rings and It's Alive and stuff like that, and T9X's, we could possibly do some more music.
Okay.
But until anybody from my past shows me that they got the heat, then it's beyond this world. Because the shit I choose beat wise, it's like, that's just like me saying all this shit, talking all this shit. Like, niggas ain't up to par, and my beats ain't up to par today. If you listen to Everybody Moving, you listen to Like Yeah, and you listen to One Good Time, you listen to Cry Baby, you listen to all them beats, nigga, I chose them, nigga. I'm talking about, that's what I feel is the shite right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you got to have it, especially doing something like Nut House. If you're going to have a name called Nut House, it can't be vintage. It could be vintage mixed with a lot of futuristic shit, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's got to be something that people ain't never heard before. And if Icy Rock got that, then we will work. If not, then we won't.
Okay, and I heard you were also planning on redoing Stamina. Is that something that you're still planning?
I was going to do Stamina Part 2, but it makes no sense. I tried it a long time ago, and it was stupid. It will nothing be better than Stamina. I'll be damned if I ever be. Took away by the demons, I'll never be. With the weather, when I was a rhythm, I come with the heat up. Heavenly, nigga, nothing will never be. So killer, flowzilla, gorilla, the flow was a felony. I'll be in the line, I'll let do a time for the cat. Nine, it's nothing gonna be. I don't give a fuck if I just go super fast. Nigga, you better be better. No, man, it's just stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I tried it, and it wasn't right, man. It's like, absolutely. I tried it years ago to try to do it. I think I tried to do it for, what album did I try to do it for? Like, Absolute Power or something, I tried to do it. I'm like, this ain't right.
Okay.
So you can hear, like, hints of it, like, it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And the beat, shit like that. I think the best one, forget that nobody can get with it, you know what I'm saying? It's like the same shit for real. You just gotta catch it.
Okay.
No, but nah, I don't think I'll be doing Stamina Part 2. I tried it and it was whack.
Alright. And you know, did the early leaking of the album piss you off? I know you've been very vocal about supporting downloading, because good music is going to sell anyway. How did you feel when the album leaked?
Man, I didn't give a fuck. Travis them did. Because I understand why Travis them got upset. Because they wanted, instead of 2 weeks before the album, they'd rather it be 5 days. I understand. But for real, my fans, they love my music, man, and I got a lot to offer, and we give a lot on purpose, you know what I'm saying? all these motherfuckers that downloaded my shit, they gonna buy that shit, man. They gonna wanna know who's on the songs and da da da. They wanna know what the rest of the artwork look like and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying, man? And they gonna wanna buy the three songs that didn't go on it, that we had to get to retail. You know what I'm saying? Like the title track Killer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not on the album. We took it off so we can give it to like Best Buy or FYE or whichever ones we gave it to. You know what I'm saying, man? A song called Get Your Attention. That's Club Hit Like a Motherfucker Ain't On There, that we had to get. And Smoke Something, the one we released earlier, first, before anything.
Right.
We gave that away, too. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to want those, you know.
Okay.
And I wouldn't piss at all when it leaked, man. They love my shit, and I love them for loving it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, I want to go back in time with you for a minute. You know, the first time I heard your music was on a gang-related soundtrack on the QD3-produced track Question. How did you end up being on that soundtrack?
Because I did a deal with Quincy Jones in 97. In 98, they hooked me up with Suge Knight and Death Row. QD3 did. Hooked me up with Suge Knight and all of them over at Death Row, and they heard the song that me and QD3 did called Questions. And they remastered that album. The album was already mastered, ready to go out without my song on it. And they heard my song, and Suge made them remaster it. You know what I'm saying? From jail, too. You know what I'm saying? They did remaster it. You know what I mean? To put our song on it. So I love Big Suge for that, because that's how people got to know me worldwide.
I feel you. Time. What's up with QD3? Is there any chance of hearing you on some smooth QD3 beats in the future?
I hope so.
Okay.
So,
now I'd like to know how you first got into making music. Cause, I mean, obviously it's something that's in your heart, because your music is original. However, who were your musical influences when you were coming up?
Ice Cube, anything N.W.A. was my influence back in the day. Public Enemy, Mantronix, Just Ice, Eric B. and Rakim, Boogie Down Productions, that's KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? Joski Love. I mean, just the old school, man, for real. You know what I mean? I'm an old school head, and they taught me how to do power music.
Okay.
Die and cut line or whatever.
And you've done a lot of songs about all kind of different drugs. How different do you think your music would be if you never took drugs?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have touched a lot of people, man, because my imperfections, they touch a lot of people, because they do a lot of the same things. When I was doing ecstasy and almost died, I mean, maybe they didn't try to do 15 pills, but, you know, I did, and I almost died, and I spoke about it, and I told them, don't try this at home. So it's like, you know, man, if I wasn't taking drugs, I don't think it would have been as, I don't know, man. It was just a part of my life, man, that I had to speak about, you know what I mean? But without it, I probably wouldn't have touched a lot of my hippie-ass fans.
I was about to ask you what was the wildest shit that you experienced while under the influence, but I think you just gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't think you could top that.
Man, come on. Fucking in the hotel lobbies and shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Getting kicked out of hotels or fucking in the saunas and shit like that, man. I'm talking about, I was a bad boy, man. You liable to get off the elevator and on my floor and see me in the middle of the hallway having sex with a bitch when I got a bed in there. You know what I'm saying? What sense does that make? You know, but I was going all out, man, in the fire escapes in the hotel room, man. Just blah 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 boom. I'm talking about for real, man. I'm talking about giving bitches like rug burn and shit. You know what I mean?
I get the picture. And something that's always brought up when talking about you is the Tupac song, Thugs Get Lonely 2. What's the correct story behind that track?